More than 30 states have urged hospitals and healthcare systems to cancel all elective surgeries during the coronavirus outbreak. It's something the Surgeon General of the United States and the American College of Surgeons have recommended. Joining us now is Dr. David Hoyt, who is the Executive Director of the American College of Surgeons. Dr. Hoyt, welcome. And do you think that all elective surgeries should be canceled right now, even in hospitals where there may not be COVID-19 patients yet?
Well, that's a changing thing in that 2 weeks ago, we put out guidelines trying to suggest elective surgeries that could be canceled. But as we realize the incidence of disease is more prevalent than we thought, and as in anticipation of communities becoming overwhelmed with infected patients, it's just wise to cancel as much elective surgery as is possible, recognizing that there are patients that still need surgery. So in the past week, what we've done with all surgical societies and across all surgical procedures is create a set of guidelines for surgeons to work with their patients to cancel those things that can be, prioritize those things that need more urgent attention, and try and give the patients hope at the same time, allowing them to participate in not exposing themselves or others to this potential virus.
Give me an example of a surgery that would be so urgent that it needs to be done right now, even in spite of the risks.
Well, let me start by saying an operation like appendicitis or a broken bone, things like that. Some of those things, people are exploring how to treat them without an operation. But in general, true emergent surgeries are still being done and should be done. The more urgent category that some people would call an elective category would be somebody that has cancer, for instance, who's been scheduled for an operation, and it makes little difference whether the operation is put off for a couple of weeks or maybe even 3 or 4 weeks. That's the kind of patient we're talking about.
Is it possible to separate parts of the hospital in some places where one side of it would just be for COVID, but the other side could be people that have to get other things done?
That's exactly what hospitals are doing, and they're reorganizing themselves. I think some hospitals, as they become literally overwhelmed with COVID patients, will have to cancel most of surgery except for emergencies. Or in their community, they will divert those patients that have a true emergency to another hospital that's not as overwhelmed. That kind of problem of triaging patients even to another facility is something we've been able to do very effectively in this country for decades with the trauma system. So when one trauma hospital is overwhelmed, we take patients to another hospital that's open for the most recent trauma case. And you're going to see as communities get saturated or overwhelmed, a particular hospital gets overwhelmed, that they'll start to do that as well. Right now, within a hospital, though, you could separate an area for more elective things and then concentrate the COVID patients in other parts of the hospital.
Dr. Hoyt, obviously everybody's just trying to get through this crisis right now, and it's hard to look much beyond. But do you think that with all of the postponements and cancellations of elective surgery that will happen in the coming weeks, that there's going to be a big backlog at hospitals once they start back up again?
Yes, and that's a very good question, and I know that that concerns a lot of patients. But we've actually, in addition to the work we've done on trying to triage patients now, we've already started to model a ramp-up. So we will use criteria that would then turn our attention when we can safely to those patients that have the most urgent need, and that's why the guidelines are so important. And then we will appropriately scale up to catch up. And the surgeons in this country are totally committed to that when we're at that point.
Finally, let me just ask you, what would your advice be to people, maybe some of our listeners, who have surgery scheduled in the next couple of weeks that most likely will be canceled?
Well, I know that they're concerned, and they should be in contact with their providers to be assured that they haven't been forgotten. And people will get to you and assure that your procedure is done as soon as it possibly can be. I think a broader message for everybody right now, so that we don't overwhelm the healthcare system, don't overwhelm the operating rooms to the best we can, is to try and stay at home right now. That's the single most important thing we can all do to lower the incidence of the disease. The more we can do to contain the frequency of patients that get it, the faster we're going to be able to get back to surgery, the faster we're going to be able to care for everybody that needs care.
That is Dr. David Hoyt, who is the executive director of the American College of Surgeons. Dr. Hoyt, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.